A word for you from Numbers chapter 32 verse 23. And be sure your sin will find you out. We've been looking at each word, and we had noted that the context is God's people crossing the Jordan into the promised land finally. And God encourages his people and warns them too. And he is saying here that if they do not fully obey him, their sin will discover them, and that they would suffer the consequences of their sin. Yes, they would suffer for it. Now, we can take this, though, from a wider point of view and use it even today, that we can be sure, we can be absolutely certain that your sin will find you out. The last word here, will find you out, is a very clear directive that it will be found out specifically, accurately, with no dubiousness. It will find you out. It will discover you. It will own you. You see, God sees. He is all-seeing. He is able to vision and see everything exactly as it is. As the children's chorus says, there's a Father up above looking down in love. Yes, he looks down in love. And isn't that therefore very offensive? Isn't your sin even greater when he looks down in love and you've tried to secretly hide your sin? You've tried to put it away from the eyes of others, and you know doctrinally that God can see it, but in practice you still do it because you think that you can hide it. And God says it will find you out. It will own you. It will cling to you. Now, we are going to face Judgment Day. Be careful that you don't wait until that time and think that you can get away with it, even through death, that you will die not speaking about your sin, and then only on Judgment Day you hope that God will be merciful. No, sin will find you out. It is very accurate, and when the Holy Spirit convicts you, he will convict you of your specific sin. It's not a vague generality. It's not mistakes, just general things where you could have done better, but it's specifically sin. And as the Holy Spirit convicts you, then you need to deal with it properly. He's more accurate than Google Street View. He is able to see exactly even what is happening in your house, in your own secret compartment that is dark and which you don't want to be discovered. Come to him for grace and mercy.